Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Mini Edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today, I'm sharing my micro delights from December. I mean, wow, this is not the last episode of the year, but it is the final mini edit of the year, number 38. I started this series in March as a way to answer quick questions in a more timely fashion, and also because sometimes all you have time or brain space for is a quick episode. At first, I wasn't sure if I could keep pace with 2 episodes a week, but there is something so satisfying about producing these short episodes, and it has been so fun. I wanted to shout out my sound engineer, Brian Thomas. He has been a key part of this show since 2020, an incredible working partner and always gracious whenever I am a little chaotic. His quick turnarounds and attention to detail makes producing a twice-weekly show totally doable, so thank you, Brian. You are the very best. And speaking of gratitude, thank you to everyone who has sent questions in for the mini edit this year. I love hearing from you and encourage you to keep sending them, whether by email or via DM on Instagram or Facebook. Now, it might seem a little early to share an end-of-month Micro Delights monthly recap, but next Monday is Christmas Day, the last Monday of the year, and I will be on break until January 4th. I hope these ideas will pique your interest to add something delightful to your day. I'm going to jump right in. My first Micro Delight from this month is the Mel Robbins podcast episode on resetting your gut. So, in yet another sign that sometimes I'm so head down that I'm basically living under a rock, you might be surprised that I did not know about the Mel Robbins podcast until this month. I was searching for some new shows to load up for a road trip, and Spotify served her up as a recommendation. Not only do I appreciate her solutions-focused, down-to-earth approach to life, but then I also learned that she publishes on Monday and Thursday, just like I do. Strange. Anyway, my introduction to Mel Robbins was because I was curious to hear her guest, Dr. Amy Shaw, talk about gut health. Not so much from the pants-not-fitting food baby perspective that people often complain about, but because I've dealt with so many inflammation issues, especially over the past several years, so I'm always very curious to learn more. I loved Shaw's perspective, especially in the framing of successful aging. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/edit. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. My second December micro delight is a recipe. My dear friend Anne shared a reel for a recipe from the New York Times, a baked brie and caramelized vegetable pie. This happened right before Thanksgiving, and even though my Thanksgiving pie plan was very full with a roster of six, it looked so good and especially seemed like it would be delightful for Laurel since she's a vegetarian that I added a seventh pie to my roster. I did tweak my execution of the recipe a touch in not making my pie a circle because the size of puff pastry I had seemed to be smaller than what they were detailing in the recipe. And I did not want to lose real estate by cutting my rectangle into a circle. So I just used the full rectangle of puff pastry and it was fantastic. The vegetable anchors are shiitake mushrooms, caramelized Brussels sprouts, caramelized onions, and roasted butternut squash, and with a big pile of brie melted into it. Delicious. The whole thing was devoured in 24 hours, and I think if you don't want to deal with puff pastry, which is more expensive at the grocery store, you could make this in an open-faced crostata-style pie or as calzones, which I'm planning on doing around the holidays this month. My third micro-delight is Pictionary, but without a board game. I'm hoping over the holiday break you will have space for connection time and was recently reminded of how fun Pictionary-type games are. Our family of four was hanging out, and someone mentioned Pictionary, which I could have sworn we owned but could not find. And of course, the kids were like, oh, we can find an online version. Just Google something like online Pictionary. We ended up using a site that auto-generated words in different difficulty levels, and there was so much laughing. I definitely recommend. My fourth micro-delight is super simple. It's a kitchen tool. Have you ever experienced the facepalm phenomenon of struggling along with something repeatedly for years and then having your life change with a really inexpensive replacement? That was me with my dented, banged up, super crappy vegetable peeler. It was really old, really beat up, and one of those old school metal peelers. It was barely functional and made a serious chore out of peeling potatoes and other veggies. And so I spent $9.99 on an upgrade, and every time I use this thing, I'm like, why didn't I order this sooner? My life is so much better. Over Thanksgiving, Laurel even peeled apples for apple pie with it, and it totally worked. I'll link it up in the show notes. And finally, I know I mentioned loosely the immunity boost mix that I have been making in my mini edit on five micro wellness tweaks. And after that, I received multiple requests to develop a recipe, or at least like write down the recipe, which I did. I will share a link to the recipe in the show notes, and it is something that has been giving me great delight all month long. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at @edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free. free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun. So check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.